we talked about this a little earlier, and we thought we'd get back into it a little bit, because Amazon is looking at, I'm hesitating at saying tracking employees.
I think
it is still tracking.
I think it is still tracking employees. I mean, whether it's for, you know, productivity reasons, which is what they are saying, right, or whether it's for, you know, spying on your employees and seeing what they're doing.
If they track them for productivity reasons, they are getting certain information about the person's biometrics.
Well, correct? Now, wait, are they? See, that's the question. They presumably can, because we have Fitbits, and that's all about biometrics. But, you know, why would Amazon care if you're, you know...
There are a lot of companies. They want to know how many smoke breaks you take. Yeah, they want to know how many times you go to the bathroom, how long you spend in the bathroom.
How quickly you can get... I mean, and these are also... What we're talking about are tracking bands, or bands that would track, you know, workers at fulfillment centers, at warehouses. And what Amazon is claiming is that they have these patents available to them because they want to be able to free up a worker's hands. Right now, they say that a worker uses a handheld scanner to scan a barcode on a box and then scan a bin. And that's, you know, the employee puts...
To match them up.
Correct. Right. What they are doing is they've patented two different types of wearable wristbands. The wristbands would send a signal from the band to the bin and automatically check in whatever, you know, package it is into the correct bin. And if it was incorrect, you know, presumably the band would, you know, beep at you or do something to alert you, you know, that you've gotten incorrect. What a lot of privacy advocates are worried about is the fact that this also, the supersonic, you know, signals or whatever, would also give them information about your biometrics. Like Amy was saying, you know, how often you go to the bathroom, when you do take a break, if you slow down. You know, a lot of people have, you know, non-productive times that I know I do during the day, you know, that I'm less productive at sometimes than I am at others.
Between 5 and 8, say.
I noticed your feet up on the desk before, hey, and if we had a tracker on you, we would have been able to...
That's not nice.
It was just laying there. I had to hit it.
Yeah, I know. I gave it to you. But I mean, so that's the problem. I mean, it would automatically give the company some information about people that would invade their privacy, whether it is for productivity reasons or not, whether it is to free up an employee's hands. You know,
I would say, you know, whether or not that's what they're doing, it would feel big brotherish to have to wear this device,
knowing full well that
the technology for measuring biometrics and tracking your every step is there.
Would you do it, though? What if they said you have to do it or you can't work here?
You know, I've thought about that. It depends on how badly I needed the job.
Another possibility is that it would hear every word that you say.
That's another
thing.
To
your coworkers.
Yeah, you can change it. I mean,
that could be happening in here. I worked at a radio station in Los Angeles, and we found out that our microphones, even when they're turned off, they were still hot for the security desk. Mm. Why the security desk needed to know that we were griping about our boss during commercial breaks is beyond me. But I mean, that kind of technology could be everywhere. Anywhere.
It could. I mean, it's reasonable expectation of privacy. I mean,
well, isn't everyone watching? I mean, there are cameras watching you everywhere today now, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
You go downtown, you go wherever, you go to the bank, you go wherever you go, there are cameras.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that is there. And one thing that people are worried about is that, you know, Amazon is known for, you know, using this technology, you know, and being innovators. And so what they're saying is that they'll probably use the biometrics and what it tells them to either eliminate positions and put robots in their place, because robots don't need to take breaks. You know, robots don't slow down.
They should put them into Whole Foods, because they're having trouble there getting the food from the warehouse to the store shelf.
But they're also
People are having nervous breakdowns working at Whole Foods all of a sudden.
And Amazon is in danger of doing the same thing. They're talking about how there is low morale and how, even especially at their fulfillment centers, employees are feeling
Amazon owns Whole Foods now.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. That's absolutely right. So, I mean, across the board, they're in danger of really having employees that either get fed up and, you know, just say, I can't
take
it anymore.
Well, the interesting thing to me is that we're talking about this, and this is going to be a way of life very soon, not only in this country, but in all the developed world. It's just the way we're going to be taking it for granted within a couple of years.
Absolutely.
All right, Robin Geske, thank you.